Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin, but he's coming to us today from Lakewood, Colorado. His preaching is entitled, Children of the Light.
From the letter to the Ephesians. Try to imitate God as the children of God that God loves, and follow Christ loving as he loved you, giving himself up in our place as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. Among you there must be no coarse talk or salacious talk and demeaning language. All this is wrong for you. Raise your voices in thanksgiving instead. Do not let anyone deceive you with empty arguments. You were in darkness once, but now you are the light in the Lord. Be like children of the light. The Word of God. In this passage, Paul also speaks of fornication and adultery, but I am not commenting on those issues because I want to take a look at what really wears on the fabric of human behavior. He also mentions coarse talk and do not use empty arguments, demeaning language. These, I think, are commonly used in each of our lives, and Paul calls us to some radical change. It is inevitable that we will come in contact with these issues as we move through life. Democrats are called a cabal of cannibals eating sacrificed babies. Others say we should never allow immigrants to cross our borders. Vegans use violent language as they see someone eating meat. Putin calls Ukrainians Nazis. All these examples come down to the idea that if you don't think like I do, you are my enemy. If you do not belong to the same religious affiliation as mine, you are a condemned heretic. This is what is called darkness by Paul. But absolutely more importantly, Paul calls us to be children of light. Children of light are not bigoted. Children of the light welcome strangers, migrants, into their worship. Children of the light do not put evil names on another person. Children of the light do not seek power and domination over others. Children of the light do not force people into poverty to gain wealth. Children of the light do not put people into painful conditions because they have a higher position in an institution. Raise, rather, your voices in thanksgiving, because every breath we take, every word we speak, every smile we have on our face belongs to God. Every person we meet, even though every thought we have belongs to God. We have the Father. We have the Son. We have the Holy Spirit. We have everything. I hope you are smiling and have a warm feeling.